you. We'd like to call this Monroe City Council meeting for Tuesday, November 19, 2013 to order and ask if you should take roll call, please.
Certainly. Council members present and establishing a quorum are Gearing, Williams, Camp, Gamble, and Hanford. Also in attendance is student representative Karen Vasaka.
Thank you very much. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item this evening is a public hearing. Now this is a second public hearing on the 2014 budget. Diane, anything?
This is the second and final hearing of the 2014 budget. It's the public's opportunity to give council input on any aspect of the proposed budget.
Okay, with that, we will open the public testimony portion of the public hearing. I don't have anyone signed up for this. Did you have anyone signed up for this?
No.
However, if there's any member of the audience who would like to address council with regards to the 2014 budget, this is your time, and you may do so by approaching the podium. We'd ask that you provide your name and address for the record, and please limit your time for five minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address council on this subject? Council? Councilmember Hanford?
Move to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, motion has been made by Councilmember Hanford and seconded by Councilmember Williams to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing. We'll vote on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And Council, anything for Diane at this time? Or any comments? No. Councilmember Hanford?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Hanford and seconded by Councilmember Williams to close the public hearing. Seeing no lights, hearing no comments, take a vote on the motion then. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, second item this evening is another public hearing. This regarding the Code of Ethics amendments.
Thank you, Mayor. This was talked about last week with council, and prior to that, it was sent to the city attorney for some revisions to be made, essentially to refer to state code on ethics complaints and concerns and that type of thing. He did keep the provision in there that was brought forward through the initiative process, and we are also proposing to keep the ethics board in place. There was discussion last week, and the direction was to have a public hearing, so we're here tonight.
Okay, at this time we'll open the public testimony portion of the public hearing. Again, I didn't receive anyone signed up, but we'll open up to the members of the public or to the members of the audience if anyone would like to address council at this time regarding the Code of Ethics amendments. You may do so by approaching the podium. Ask for your name and address for the record, and please limit your time to 5 minutes. All right, seeing none, council. Councilmember Gearing.
I move to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing.
Second.
All right, motions were made by Councilmember Gearing, seconded by Councilmember Camp to close the citizen testimony portion of the public hearing. All right, we'll vote on the motion then. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Council, any discussion? Councilmember Gearing.
I move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Right, motion has been made by Councilmember Gearing, seconded by Councilmember Camp to close the public hearing. And with the lights on, we'll make it or take a vote on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Councilmember Camp.
Thank you. I move to accept its first reading of the ordinance amending the Code of Ethics.
Second.
All right, motion has been made by Councilmember Camp, seconded by Councilmember Hanford to accept as first reading the ordinance amending the Code of Ethics. I would like to ask our city attorney, if you would, to read the official title of the ordinance at this time.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. An ordinance of the City of Monroe, Washington, amending Chapter 2.52 MMC Code of Ethics, adopting the substantive state law ethical standards for municipal officers, eliminating certain previously adopted local standards, retaining the function of the city's ethics board and procedural regulations for processing local ethics complaints, and fixing a time when the same shall become effective.
Thank you. Council, any other questions or comments? I see no lights here, no comments. We'll take a vote on the motion then. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, with that said, we do, we'll now move to comments from citizens. This time is set aside for members of the audience and members of the community to speak to City Council on any issue related to the City of Monroe, except any quasi-judicial matter subject to a public hearing. We please again ask for your name and address for the record, and also we ask that you limit your time to 5 minutes. I don't have anyone signed up. Is there any member of the audience who'd like to address City Council on any city issue at this time? No? All right. We'll move on into the consent agenda. I do want to pull item number 2 on behalf of Councilmember Gamble and myself. With that, is there, would entertain a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 and 3.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motions been made by Councilmember Gearing and seconded by Councilmember Hanford to approve consent agenda items 1 and 3. We'll vote on the motion now. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Out of an abundance of caution, both Councilmember Gamble and myself will be leaving the chambers and ask that Mayor Pro Tem Williams conduct the proceedings at this point.
All right, please let the record show that Mayor Zimmerman and Councilmember Gamble are stepped out of council chambers. And I will entertain a motion for consent agenda item number 2. So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made by Councilmember Camp, seconded by Councilmember Hanford. And seeing no lights, so call for the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries 1-0. And they can come back.
This evening, with regards to the landfill.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
According to the agenda, the student representative report.
Yes, you're right. Thank you. What's that? You know why it's not on my pink sheet? No, it is. Well, we do have our student representative here, Council Representative Karen. How are you? And this is your opportunity to share with council if you like.
So I just kind of wanted to update you all on what's going on in the school district right now. In the future, I'm going to be working with the school board student representative so I can keep you guys better informed on elementary schools and middle schools as well. But right now I wanted to kind of let you know what's going on at the high school. So ASB this year decided that the theme for the year at the high school was going to be Under One Roof. And the idea behind that was that we're all Bearcats and we all want to just like keep that going throughout the year, that we're all like one big family. And so also with that, we decided that since we're under one roof, we wanted to kind of help build another roof in another country. So we're working with Free the Children in a campaign called We Collect Change to raise $10,000 this year to build a school in another country. And so during during homecoming week, we were able to raise $1,500, and that was through the Bearcat Fair and other coin drives and things like that. And so we're really excited about that, and that's good progress, good step in the right direction. And then also on Halloween, we worked with Free the Children Again in a campaign called We Scare Hunger, and we had about 100 students on Halloween go out throughout Monroe, and instead of collecting candy, we were collecting canned food, and we managed to collect 1,385 pounds of food for the Sky Valley Food Bank, and we were really excited about that because that was the first year we'd done something like this, and we're hoping that in the next couple years it can grow because we have some schools that we're friends with that we know of that have collected like 15,000 pounds of food. So we're hoping that we can eventually grow to that, amount like that. And then right now we're at the high school. We have an event going on called the Hunger Games. If you guys didn't know, the new movie comes out on Thursday, and we're really excited about it. And so we decided to hold a Hunger Games at the high school. And so it's a food drive, and we have 134 participants this year, which is crazy because for the first year you do an event, it doesn't usually get that much participation. And so we have students going around killing each other. We've raised so far a trunk full of food and about $200, and it's been a huge hit, and so hopefully that's going to grow as well as long as it continues. It's pretty fun to watch. So that was all I have for you guys tonight. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, it's great participation. That's really cool. And what a great, what an awesome theme when the movie coming up too. So well done. Appreciate the update. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, you got me online. Thank you for that, Councilmember Kim. Camp. I was reading the pink sheet. It's different than it's on my computer, so I apologize there. So. All right. Well, then, now on to our unfinished business. First item here is the landfill report.
Investigation for us, and we have Michael Noel in the audience this evening that came in to spectate and possibly answer any questions that may come up during the process. But anyway, we went through some discovery, and we've had a lot of discussion at the staff level working with the Riley Group, as well as some options. And so the next step is to come before council and kind of go through a little slide presentation. Both Jeff Sachs and Brad Falber obviously are here as well to answer any questions, and hopefully we can get some direction as we get through this. So first things first, the former Municipal Solid Waste Landfill, it was operated between 1958 and 1979. At that point in time, it was closed. It's about just a little over 11 acres, and right now it's listed as Track 999. It's just west of the Galaxy Theater parking lot. Here's a little photo of it, kind of showing the location. Here's a picture from 1973. It's an aerial photo. You're looking towards the east at this particular photo, and you can kind of see where the garbage was being dumped on with this labeled East Hill. And the main landfill is the kind of the older area. The Riley Group went out and they performed 15 test pits around the landfill perimeter. That was done with the city's excavator, which you'll see in the next slide. There were soil borings. Soil samples were collected. They were tested. We were looking at contaminant levels and that type of thing, and the majority of the samples came back really good. Nothing that raised any big alarms. There's a couple of items that were just slightly over, but primarily all the waste was something that we could handle pretty easily. You've probably seen this map before. This is just a topo, kind of shows the outline of where the test pits were performed, the soil borings were taken, and the old monitoring wells, which we put in many years ago, and they're groundwater monitoring wells. The excavator, they were trying to find kind of the outside perimeters of the landfill, so they were digging a ditch. There's some of the material that came out of it. You can see most of it broke down over time. This is the equipment that they used to do the soil borings, that the track mounted machine. They crawled around and they were able to take actual like a core sample out, so you'll see here where they were able to bag it, and you could actually see what it was by the foot and the composite sampling that was done. That's another picture. Okay, so the test pit, the boring results, there's about 100,000 cubic yards. The geological survey was about 185 cubic yards, so you can see there's a little bit of discrepancy there, but for all intents and purposes, we'd go with the high side of about 185,000 cubic yards of material in there. Okay, so now we look at the cost estimate. You're kind of, you know, of course, throwing mud at a wall trying to figure out what the actual cost would be, because there's still some uncertainty. We feel we've got a pretty good handle on the location of the garbage, but there could be some veins that run outside of where we did our test pits and that type of thing. But we put some cost estimates together, and to remove part of the landfill, we figured it'll be right around $800,000. Now, essentially what we'd be doing is just to the west of Galaxy parking lot, we would excavate out a portion of that would create a bigger lot. The majority of the landfill would still stay there. You'd still have part of the hill, a wall to be put in, that type of thing, but you'd essentially gain another lot. We could relocate a portion of the site, and that would probably be pushed back towards either the north or to the west. And the cost of that, after sampling is done, hauling part of it away, and stacking it in a new location is about $1.7 million. To do an entire site cleanup would cost an estimated $3 million. This was actually a little higher than that, about $4.1, $4.2 million, and we were using calculations from our current garbage vendor, but then we did a little more digging around, and another vendor would actually do it for about half the price. So that being said, if we were to do a whole site cleanup, it'd take about 8 months from start to finish. At this point, the Riley Group's had some preliminary conversations with Snohomish County Health District on the project. They seem supportive at this point, but we would have to put together a scope of work, have it approved through them, and move forward should we decide to do a total cleanup. This would be some of the equipment that would be used. Essentially, if we were to do an entire cleanup, you bring in some earth-moving equipment. That is a separator. There's like a screening system in there. Some of these systems have a magnet, a powerful magnet that would separate the steel that could be recycled. There's glass in there that could be recycled, and any plastics and stuff like that would all be separated out. And of course, the gravel could be sold, relocated, used under parking lots, things of that nature. Just another picture, another cleanup operation. And then working with staff, we came up with basically three options. We could sell the site as is, work with a buyer on a sale price and options. Many different ideas there of how that could be structured. We have had at least one party that was kind of interested in this parcel. We could do an entire cleanup of the site and then sell it afterwards. That would be a city-born project. Put a scope of work together, put it out to bid, and receive bids, do the cleanup, and then sell it after that. Or we could simply leave the site as is. At this point in time, we're open for questions.
Councilmember Williams.
Thank you, Mayor.
Could you go back a couple slides where you have the three price breakdowns? So the entire site cleanup is of $3 million, and then what? Can you just explain again the difference between the first two options and what's? So what's the difference between just removing part of it at $800 versus doing the whole site? What part were we would we be talking about?
Let me go back to the front. Okay, so if we were to, let me go back one more to an aerial photo, that would probably be easy for everybody. So if we were going to remove part, if you see where it says site in the arrow pointing right behind the trace property, we would remove a portion of that all the way towards the west of the theater property where it says East Hill. Mm-hmm. So essentially you could extend the parking lot, you could put a large or fairly large building to the west of the theater property and then have parking. So that's what the $800,000 would get you.
Okay.
To relocate, we could take a portion of the hill and locate it to either the further to the west where the main landfill is, or potentially do some mining, move some gravel out of the way to the north and move it that direction. Because a lot of the property is gravel at this point in time.
Thanks, Brad.
I always wanted to use one of these. So right here would be where we'd be able to mine out a portion, and the parking lot could extend out, and then this lot could be a little bigger. If we were to relocate, we could pull this material and put it over here, or we could mine this out and put it up in this direction.
So that's the $1.7 million,
right?
Okay, and then the $3 million, do both of those options?
It would plus. Basically clean the whole site up.
So is included in the $3 million, is that salvage, estimated salvage values or any of that stuff?
You know, we didn't get too much into that, but at this point, that number reflects hauling everything out pretty much. And so there could be some recyclable value. The thing is a lot of it, you saw by that one picture, is pretty rusty, like the steel. So there's not a lot of people that have interest in that. If it was cleaned, then you'd probably get a lot of interested people.
What about the gravel?
The gravel is definitely marketable. We are proposing to use a portion of that. In fact, Brad and his team are working on putting a project scope together right now to take this area right here and mine it out and bring it over to the ponds. You know, we have the two ponds right next to Lowe's that we want to fill in. So a portion of that will hopefully go up there, and we'll be bringing that project forward pretty quickly. But yes, there is gravel in there, and that is not reflected in that cost either.
But it sounds like the gravel might already be spoken for either on a different parcel or to finish out that parcel.
Just a portion. I believe there's a lot more there that is probably marketable. Now that we have the samples, we can go to like Lakeside because they express some interest in the gravel, but it's pretty sandy. And that was the issue that Lakeside had before when they were doing mining in this whole area that didn't have a lot of bone in it or big rock. So I haven't approached them as of yet.
Okay, so we really don't have a good sense on what any salvage value would be after the $3 million expense to haul everything out. But can you get us even close to, you know?
At this point, we haven't put any time into that. We were hoping to get direction from council of which direction you would like to see us go. We even talked about let's say the property's worth $3 million and you get somebody that comes in and offers that, and essentially you just give the property to them. But what we would get in return is it would go in the tax rolls, you could use sales tax from whatever's built there, and that could be a possibility.
Yeah, well, and I guess that's kind of where I'm getting to. Without more information to give direction, do we have any idea of what we think the property would be worth if we did the $3 million? Because I think it would not be wise for the city to spend $3 million so that we could turn around and sell it for $3 million. Because why go through all the effort? You know, so do we have any numbers yet for any preliminaries to help direct staff in the right direction?
We do, and it's about cost neutral. Is that correct, Jeff?
$3 million represents $6 a square foot commercial land. For reference, the Galaxy property sold for about $11. Providence sold for $11.50. So, and so it's going to be in that similar range. The theory behind it would be a structured real estate transaction. Find a buyer that's interested in the property, agree on an appraised value for the land, clean, have the buyer perhaps place that money into an escrow account, go about cleaning up the site, and they would draw down that escrow fund as they cleaned up their site. When the site's all cleaned up, there would be a balance left over, theoretically, between the sales price and the cleanup cost, and that remaining money would be negotiated between the city and the buyer. So that would be one way to go about it. That way, the city's not in the cleanup business, and what we're receiving back is, from the taxpayer point of view, it's an annuity in that it won't be tax exempt anymore. The liability will be gone. Generating property tax and sales.
So you said that the $3 million represents $6 a square foot.
$6
a square foot. And you think the market value based on the last couple transactions, what were those numbers again?
$11.50 are the last two transactions that we've had in the area. So the property, I think it was clean and signed off. I think it's the MODCA process. DOE signs off on it. Department of Health, Snohomish Health District signs off. I would imagine that the federal government would sign off on it since it's an ecology cleanup project. But once it's clean, I think there's value, particularly once we determine what the export value of the material or what it was going to cost to export the material. I think there's residual.
Well, it sounds like there's at least $6 a square foot.
There's residual. At least $6 a square foot. The property's worth more than that, for sure. Appraised claim.
Okay.
well, without hearing more information, I would much rather the city not be in the cleanup business and market it to somebody that wants to do that, like what you just laid out, and make part of the salvage a part of that equation as well. Thank you.
The other thing that we talked about at staff level is we could just put the project out to bid. Doesn't mean we have to award it, but at least we would have a actual bid to clean up the site and know where we're going. Right now, we've done some estimates. The Riley group has really just done some preliminary digging into what it would take, and there's still some unknowns because landfill sites aren't cleaned up every day, right? And so there's some unknowns of if we'd have to do ventilation, if we'd have to do monitoring, what all would have to be a part of that number.
Correct. But if we did that, the budget might be a little bit less, which means there's more margin in the property. That wouldn't change based on the scenario that Mr. Sachs just pointed out. It'd just be that we're not doing it.
Correct.
And I'd much rather not be in that business and let somebody else take that risk and manage that property.
Us too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. Councilmember Geary.
Thank you. So some of those same thoughts. I'm more along the lines of selling it as it is. I don't want to be in the business of cleaning it up. If we're going to get, you know, and not discuss price, I mean, that's for a different time, but if it was, you know, around the $6 a square foot, that's what we're going to get, and that's actually what the cost of this whole cleanup is. I'd rather have a scenario where we're actually going to possibly make some money on it rather than it just be neutral. Now, the scenario that you described, there's first time I've heard that. So if we're actually making, you know, some money on a real estate transaction there, then I think that's great. If it's, you know, if we're going to spend money just to get that same amount of money back, I'd like to, something that's a little more, bit more beneficial to us. Like certainly that it's going to be on the tax rolls is great, and certainly that we get some sales tax on. Those are into the city's, that's the city's benefit, the city's coffers, and I'm in favor of that. But like Councilman Williams says, I don't want it to be in the cleanup business and selling as is, or at least that direction as of right now seems a little bit more palatable to me. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilor.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I recall, and that was the reason why we made the investment that we did. I mean, that was the original direction, was to be able to provide the information so we could market it, you know, with this information, because we didn't want to be in the cleanup business. So, I mean, that was kind of the intent all along, if I remember correctly, when we originally walked down this. And then the only other question I had is that you made mention that there was, or the interest level from a prospective buyer, it didn't sound as there wasn't as much, previously it sounded like there was a little more interest than what there is now. Is that what I'm hearing?
So we had one potential purchaser very interested in the property. However, the use that they were going to put on the property would be a tax exempt proposal. So, you know, it would be residential in nature. So, no, that initial inclination was, we weren't real fired up to pursue that avenue, putting tax-exempt apartments right in the over commercial area. So we think that there's a better approach, and there are other interested parties. Part of the reason we haven't had serious conversations with them is we haven't had this meeting with you.
All right. Well, yeah, that would be my kind of go along with what we originally, you know, set out when we went down the path of doing the survey.
And I believe that it was definitely money well spent. I mean, the survey is excellent. We know what we have now. We know where the parameters are. We know what the volume is. And money well spent, now we know what we're dealing with.
Councilor Hammond?
Yeah, compared. Same thoughts.
Perfect. Okay, well, very good. I think, you know, in the long term, this property developed. Seeing some potential, you know, a number of different potential uses going in there is going to be beneficial for the city and as a soon-to-be resident, I look forward to walking that area and being able to shop and go watch a movie or, you know, who knows, maybe we'll have a fun house there one day, so. But I think we're heading in the right direction, and that's really it. So, solid information to take up to the market. Thanks, gentlemen. Councilmember Gamble.
Yeah, for the record, I'd like to be so we can, I can tell my kids that it was somebody else that took the sled hill away. That's another.
That's right. My kids went down that side of the hill and the ditch down at the bottom.
Very well.
Well, we're at the point of our meeting this evening, which we will hear from council members. Council member reports. Are you, Council member Gary, anything this evening?
Not tonight, thank you.
No, I just want to say it's nice seeing Edie in Independence again.
Council member Cam.
Thanks. I do have something to report. I spent a nice morning on Saturday working on the cleanup downtown Monroe in preparation for the Christmas festival. And it was a lot of work. I'm still sore, but a lot of fun. It was great seeing people out there. And I hope it's going to look even better by the time we get around on the 30th. Yeah.
Thank you. Council member Gamble.
Football's over.
No, that's what you're saying.
Not basketball.
No, it's on the Monroe Bearcat Youth, or Boys Club, Boys and Girls Basketball. So we'll have reports soon.
These will come raining in. Now, Councilmember Williams may say this about baseball, but I think basketball is the way to perfectly good athletic. Except for the last 2 minutes of the game, that's it.
Lots of fun. Councilmember Hammer.
Yes, unfortunately I had to work this last Saturday, but I was excited to hear that some people showed up for the cleanup, and I'm looking forward to that.
Mr. Sachs and I were there last year.
Still sore.
And then I had to hear from my kids about it for 3 months. Yeah. Staff, anything this evening? Jeff, anything additional? Yeah? Mike?
Well, all the decorations will be going up around town. We'll see that soon. In preparation also for the Light Up and Grow event. So that's a week from this upcoming Saturday, November 30th. So we have some information on our website and more detail on the Cheese Monroe website.
New member, I went my zigzag on you, Diane, sorry. Different representation this evening from our police department. Mr. Pop, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
And anything to report this evening?
No, sir.
All right. Welcome, good to see you.
Thank you.
Diane?
Nothing tonight.
And Brad?
No.
Okay. We'll give you another opportunity to add to this evening. Karen? No? All right. All right, as you all well know, we do have a meeting next week that City Administrator Bress will be speaking about here in a few seconds. We're traveling out of town leaving this Friday. My family and I to California will be back. Still the 30th, so we miss. But with that said, I do want to wish everyone a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. There is plenty to be thankful for, and we'll see you back the first part of December. So with that, City Administrator Bradley.
Draft agenda for November 26th, 2013. Consent agenda, we have approval of minutes, November 19th, 2013. Under new business, we have council direction regarding water rate study. Review 2013 comprehensive plan, parks and school mitigation fee amendment. Discussion of funding of street maintenance program. Draft agenda for December 5th, 2013.
Councilmember Hamm. Yes, I neglected to mention a couple weeks ago we talked about this week. This is the week of appreciation for the police and fire, and just a reminder to everyone, and downtown local business. And saw all the flyers everywhere and all the windows, and so it's good to see.
You have a luncheon this Friday. Is it 12:30?
Yeah.
Okay. At 12:30. I have asked Councilmember Camp to be there in my office. I will be California. It's a 14-hour trip. Was it fun? So Councilmember Campbell will be there in my absence. But if you would, and I think this goes without saying, pass along to everyone in uniform, my deepest appreciation for your service. I've always enjoyed being part of that, participating in that event. I will be at the Citizen Academy the night before to share, so I'll have a few words then. But everyone is welcome to the appreciation lunch, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just all go anyways?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
if you're able, 12:30 at the fire department, whatever the training room. Yeah. Great. City Manager Brad Lara, anything else?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Councilmember Hamford.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made by Councilmember Hamford and seconded by Councilmember Camp to adjourn. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you.
Nice.